Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
Hi, this is Lee Maribel, along with Mr. Customer Service, Tim Chapman. Griff is on sabbatical, and this segment is brought to you by ReplyManager.com, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. For the next 3 weeks, we have the pleasure of hosting the Shine Award winners in our last hour of eBay Radio every Tuesday. Our first guest is Lori Wong. She won the grand prize, Tim. The big prize.
Wow,
this
goodness,
is the
wonderful.
Big deal prize here. Lori's eBay store, Reflections of Trinity, works to serve the needs of its community through e-commerce and a local marketplace ministry. Lori, welcome to the program. Why did you start your Reflections of Trinity eBay business?
Well, thank you for having me, first of all. But I started my eBay business because we have a physical store, and it's off the beaten path, and we're located in a small town. And I wanted to expand our reach, and the eBay platform allows us to sell not only nationally but internationally.
So tell us about your store before eBay.
Our store is 5,600 square feet. It has an assortment of clothing and shoes, accessories, as well as furniture and household appliances. And, again, we're off the beaten path, so it's a limited clientele. So when we joined the eBay platform, our sales doubled.
Wow. Oh. That's fantastic. My goodness.
Yes, wow. Absolutely.
So how has it impacted your charity over the years, eBay? How has it done that?
Well, of course, the impact has been financial, but it's also allowed me to give jobs to several people over the years. It's allowed me to teach folks how to use the eBay platform to supplement their income. And many of those were college kids. And it's also allowed me to sell items on consignment for people that were experiencing financial difficulty, especially when the market crashed and we had a downturn in the economy in 2008. I did a lot of that. And in the early days, we also helped raise some money for our church youth group. So it's made a tremendous impact for us.
That's fantastic. I mean, it sounds like you really touched a lot of people with this business of yours.
Hoping to.
Yeah.
So I'm reading some things about you here. Lori reports that Reflections of Trinity's revenue has increased between $60,000 and $85,000 for each of the past 5 years.
Wow.
In 2015 alone, Reflections of Trinity distributed 12,429 boxes of groceries, which amounted to 622,965 pounds of food to those in need. Along the way, Lori says she's gone from skeptical and uninformed about eBay to an experienced seller with an anchor-level eBay store and staff of three. So your business is a nonprofit?
Yes, ma'am. We're a 501c3 nonprofit.
Wow. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
How did they tell you you won? Did somebody call you, or did you know in advance before you went to the event?
No. It was announced at the award ceremony on Thursday afternoon, and that's when I knew.
So, because I knew they were going to fly a bunch of people in.
Yep.
But nobody knew who the winner was going to be.
Correct.
Oh, so weren't you just floored?
I was. It felt a little like Cinderella. took a minute to hit me, obviously, but it's been the best. It's been the biggest career honor I've ever received.
10,000 bucks, honey.
Yeah, very humbled by it. And that $10,000 is going to help us get a new, brand new walk-in freezer for our food pantry.
Oh, that's so wonderful. You did a lot of praying, I take it, too.
Oh, my gosh. You don't know.
Yeah, it's really something, you know, how things turn. How you're really helping people, and by helping people, we help ourselves.
Absolutely.
We know it talks about in the Bible over and over and over.
But
that it's
is rewarding.
Down. Yeah,
it
absolutely.
Is rewarding. And that's why psychologists will tell people who never ask anybody for help, even when they need it.
Yeah.
They'll say, do you know that people are rewarded by helping you?
Yeah.
And it's true.
Oh,
it
yeah.
is. So tell us a little bit about your charity and the programs that you offer.
Well, as I mentioned, we're a 501c3 nonprofit, and we focus on helping those that are in crisis. We help them with food, clothing, household items, and even furniture. And once a month, we provide 8 structured opportunities for the community to engage in meaningful community service. And one of those programs is our food pantry. We started the pantry about 4 years ago, started by serving 33 boxes to families that were in need. And today, we serve over 400 boxes on a Saturday morning. Wow. And 76% of the people that we serve are under 18 or over 65. And just to give you a stat, last month alone, we provided groceries to 461 senior citizens. Many of these seniors, they live in Section 8 housing, and they cannot stretch their fixed income to buy both their medication and their groceries.
See, that makes me angry. That just absolutely in our country makes me angry, but thank God we have people like you.
Amen.
You know, I just heard of a situation with a woman in a hotel in Florida. A family member of mine put it up on Facebook that a woman with children living in this small motel right now, and she's pregnant.
Yeah.
And needs help. Are those the kind of people you would help?
Yep, we see that every day. I get those calls. They're so common. It's it makes you cry.
Yeah.
Well, but, I have to tell you, I was telling Tim earlier, I was a welfare mother for a year. I was 19 years old at the time. Wow. I had 2 babies. I know what some of these women are going through. You're a kid yourself. Yep. You got a couple of children. The old man's gone. And there you are. Usually no car. No,
right.
No money.
Mm-hmm.
No nothing. You can't even go get a job. You have no clothes. You have no... I get this. And I think you are absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, Laura, you know, this is very deserving. I'm glad that they picked you. Because it's a success story as business. You know, we all want to be successful in business, but it's a success story much beyond that. And my question, when you say you put out all, you know, you give out all of these, you only have 3 employees, right? And you do all of these meals? Do you do those by yourself?
I have 3 eBay employees.
Only 3 eBay employees, but you have whole lot of helpers, right?
Yeah, but we have a fantastic, the best outreach team on the planet.
Oh my goodness, sounds
these
like it.
These guys are amazing, and we've been together for a very long time doing what we do. So if it weren't for them, if it weren't for Team 58, is what we call ourselves, based on Isaiah 58, none of this would happen.
What is Isaiah 58?
Isaiah chapter 58 talks about feeding the poor, taking care of those that are down and out, and it's really God's instruction to Isaiah for the people at the time, but very appropriate for today. And I challenge those that are listening to whip out your Bible and go to Isaiah chapter 58 and read it and see what God has to say about community service. It'll blow your mind.
Well, it's what we're all supposed to be doing.
That's right.
I know that much from my Southern Baptist upbringing.
You got the rule book right in front of you, that's
for
sure.
Absolutely. So, what is the most, I know this is kind of frivolous, but I'm going to ask it. What was the most interesting item you've ever sold on eBay?
I consigned a race car trailer for Jerry Glanville, who used to be the coach for the Atlanta Falcons football team. And I thought it was a very interesting item. It was one of only 2 items that I've ever sold over $100,000.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, obviously, I didn't get that money. I sold
it on consignment. Of course, but still, it was still consigned. That's good. A small percentage would be great.
Did I hear that you also sold a house?
Yes, I did. I sold it the first 12 months I was on eBay. A friend of mine who was a teacher at our private school had her house up for sale, and she said, "Do you think this could sell on eBay?" And I said, "Honey, I don't know, but let's try." And it sold within, I think it was 20 days.
Oh, my goodness.
And she got her price.
What a blessing. That's so wonderful.
So what it says here, it tells us what your proudest selling moment is on eBay, but do you want to talk about it? It's about the Jamaica thing.
Yes, absolutely. Several years ago, we took a mission trip to an orphanage in Jamaica. It's called Blessed Assurance. And it's an orphanage specifically for children that are physically challenged. These children are not communicative. They don't talk. And I think only three of them walk. There's 35 of them. And they live way up in the mountains. And they had very little. The clothing was subpar, but they were doing the best that they could. So we sold items on eBay to raise money for the mission trip, and then we started packing suitcases filled with items that they gave us from a wish list, which was mostly food products and over-the-counter drugs, diapers, and things like that. And we spent 10 days loving on the people in Jamaica. We brought them over 5,000 pounds worth of stuff, and the eBay platform helped us to do that. So
what a wonderful story.
Very rewarding.
I've got goosebumps. See, I know why they chose her now.
My goodness, how wonderful.
I know why they chose her now.
I know.
We've been speaking with Lori Wong, who is, her eBay store is Reflections of Trinity, and she works to serve the needs of her community through e-commerce and a local marketplace ministry as well. Lori, I hope you can come back and talk
to us
from time to time, because you're very inspiring.
Thank you.
We'd love to invite you to come back on. Definitely. Thank you so much, Lori. This segment was brought to you by ReplyManager.com, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. Up next, the global business winner of the Shine Awards. We'll be back in a hurry with more eBay Radio.
Added some drop-shipped items to your eBay inventory. How's that working for you?
I drop-ship with Doba. They make it easy.
How did you figure out what to sell? And how do you know if a supplier is going to ship quickly and be reliable? It all seems kind of scary to me.
It was for me, too, until I found Doba. They don't just offer you access to an online catalog of over a million products. Doba also keeps a scorecard for every one of their suppliers. It tells me how quickly they ship, their fulfillment rate, even how likely they are to be out of stock.
That doesn't sound so scary.
And Doba doesn't stop there. Their in-house support team helped me decide what products are trending or selling. They send me updates on shipped items and communicate with my supplier, so I don't have to.
Maybe I should try Doba for my business on eBay.
Why not? You can try it risk-free for 7 days. Just go to Doba.com/eBay Radio.
DOBA.com/eBay Radio. Thanks, I'm on my way.
When it comes to listing software, you need a tool that really understands how you work and can grow with your business. 6-Bit Software is the natural solution because eBay certified provider John Slocum understands. He's been building software for eBay sellers ever since 1998 when he developed Auction Assistant for his father-in-law. You may already know John as the creator of Blackthorn. 6-Bit is his biggest and best e-commerce tool yet. 6-Bit lets you run your multi-channel business right from your desktop. From listing to shipping to inventory management. There are three versions of 6-Bit. Home and Hobby, Small Business, and Enterprise. So it can grow along with you. And when you need support, John and his team are there for you, just like they've been for years. Auction Assistant worked for John's father-in-law. Now let 6-Bit work for you. Try 6-Bit free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
When eBay Radio needs special gifts for on-air giveaways or events, we visit the eBay shop. They make it easy because they have gifts for everyone. It's the perfect place to shop for the holidays. You'll find custom-dyed eBay-branded apparel, anything from T-shirts for big eBayers to a baby blanket and onesie for little eBayers. Your office mates will love their eBay-branded techno gadgets, like a Jolt charger with digital power display, while your introspective friends will enjoy eBay journals and pens. And so many items available at the eBay shop fit a busy lifestyle. Take eBay everywhere with an eBay-branded tote, duffel, or backpack. Stay hydrated with an eBay-branded water bottle, or get caffeinated with an eBay-branded coffee mug. You can even get your eBay on at the golf course or beach. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at theebayshop.com. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at theebayshop.com.